Books of the Bible. Jude was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote an epistle to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. He contends for the faith with a passionate and vehement attack against false teachers. When you want to know God's concern for the truth, Jude has 25 intense verses just for you. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
But of course, this is Wretched Radio. I thought it was one church that took a Sabbath from Sunday morning worship. How many levels of ignorance is that? But it turns out, according to Jimmy, Wah and La, a bunch of churches took a Sabbath from the Sunday morning service.
They did.
On a holiday weekend.
That's right.
So it wasn't just some church here in Alpharetta.
No.
This must have caught on.
Yeah.
This became the latest trend.
That's right.
We'll take a Sabbath from the Sunday service. No, actually, you're commanded to do just the opposite and not forsake the assembling of the saints. And why is it always on a holiday weekend? Isn't it funny that it's all, and then for Chris, there's some Christmas services that don't get held. And, or, oh, I know, Super Bowl. There's another time you need to take a Sabbath from the Sunday service. It happens to align itself with a fun activity or an extended weekend for the pastor, frankly. Ay, ay, ay. If evangelicals are nothing else, we're trendy. And there is another pernicious trend. Taking a Sabbath from the Sunday service. Okay. And then the justification for it, as I understand it, it gives all the volunteers a break. It gives them all a little bit of a rest. Okay. I see that it would do that, but volunteering shouldn't be something that is burdensome. It should be a delightful participation in the life of the body of the local church. Furthermore, if people need a break, then rotate them. But to cancel church so that the Sunday school teachers can sleep in on a Sunday and then you try to sanctify it by calling it a Sabbath? Oh, man, Scylla. Idea at wretched.org if you've got something wretched, or please text questions, comments, conundrum, snarks, 877-282-2337.
So Brad has something wretched. He texted in and said, Mr. Friel, I just saw a Lutheran church sign that said you can't spell Imago Dei without D-E-I.
Without D-E-I.
Because that's how Dei spelled.
Oh, D-E-I, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
Right. And you wonder why the ELCA is going out of business and having to sell their glorious St. Paul campus, their seminary campus. That stuff, it ain't working. Just from a strictly pragmatic standpoint, the liberal Protestant approach to Christianity, it is failing. I wonder if you got together with some of those folks from the ELCA or if some of the Methodist circles, what's the long-term goal here? Because I'm just looking at your numbers and it looks like your legacy money better last for a long time because you're bleeding all over the place. And it's not just Lutheran, sadly. It's all of, just about all of mainline Protestantism. The only churches that are growing are those who are being biblical. The churches that are growing are standing firm. They're more liturgical, not dull and drab, but orderly and lofty, which, you know, reflects what we think about our God. You want to go out of business? Just go the way of the liberals. You want to grow? Be biblical. 877-282-2337.
This is from Anonymous. Todd, recently I've been going through a rough patch. Spirit.
You know, hold on a second. Dei. Deus. Aum. That's the word for God.
Mm-hmm.
So we used God, even though it was in Latin, to make a DEI plug.
Yeah.
Okay. That alone is kind of blasphemous, wouldn't you say? Mm. Sorry, I digress.
From Anonymous, recently, Todd, I've been going through a rough patch spiritually. I'm doing what I can to make my way back to God, to a good place with Him, including reading my Bible and praying for help. But I've seen a lot of people say that reading your Bible shouldn't only be transactional and that you should read to understand God. So I'm wondering, how can I change my mindset when reading my Bible from a transactional purpose to understanding and learning purpose.
Okay, practical, slow down. Slow down. Then interrogate your Bible. And I think the key question is, what does this teach me about God? What does this tell me about the Lord? And spend some time. Don't take a big bite of your Bible and swallow it like, down it goes. Chew it. Chew it. And that takes some time to ponder it, to ask it questions. What's going on there? What does this say about my God? That's the chief question. What does this say about me? What does this say about the way that I'm supposed to live? Here's another way that your Bible reading can become less transactional. Pray your way through it. Read something about God and then talk to him about it. Just talk to him about it. You pick any example. Okay, just because we all know John 3, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Lord, thank you for being so loving. I so don't deserve this. I just, it staggers me that you would love the world that hates you so much that you gave your only son, and thank you for him. Thank you for sending Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for being obedient. Thank you for being a volunteer. Thank you for taking on human flesh. Thank you for leaving your throne. Thank you for granting us righteousness. I think you get the point. And then go read your next verse. And you can read about the reprobate in 17. So there's, and then talk to God about it. And it will become less transactional. It'll become more informative, and you'll probably be praying better because you're going to be guided by God's word. So slow down, chew, and then just keep asking, what does this tell me about God? And if you're a preacher, might I encourage you to ask that question of your text? We're not going to do this week, next week, maybe. I received an email from a young man who's going to become a pastor asking about these things, about a sermon and what it's supposed to be about. I happen to also be reading simultaneously Preaching That Changes Lives by Mike Fabares. And I think that this is where so much really smart preaching falls short. It doesn't ask the question, what does this tell me about God? Oh, it maybe teaches me a lot about God, but what does this tell me about him so that I could see him as even greater than I currently do? That, I think, should be the goal of a sermon, and it certainly should be the goal of our Bible reading. So slow down, take your time, interrogate it, chew on it, pray it, and you will find yourself just engaging with it more naturally. And as the years go by, you're going to be less inclined to kind of weigh, what are my motives here? Because there's going to be times when you just plain read it. Okay, is that ideal? No. But obedience is better than neglect. So read it. And then here's the circular part of it, which doesn't mean it's wrong. If you don't feel like reading the Bible because it's become transactional, read the Bible and it'll become less transactional. It's better that you do it out of delight. But if needed, do it out of duty. Either way, you will benefit. 877-282-2337.
You said pray the scriptures?
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's a resource available that can help with that.
Well, let me know if you think of anything, Jimmy.
There's one by Kenneth Boa.
Oh, Ken Boa.
Yeah.
Praying the Scriptures.
Praying the Scriptures.
Yeah, for intimate worship. That's I think is what it's called. Yeah, available at fortisinstitute.org. Can I just let you in on a little secret? Don't buy that book now. Wait a couple of weeks. We're clearing out the warehouse. We're clearing it out. You'll get a really good deal. Trust me. But don't tell anybody here at the ministry you heard it from me. 877-282-2337.
You will get in trouble.
I suspect that anybody who runs a business would hear us and go, you people are idiots. You're just dumb. Well, yes, we are. But that's beside the point. We just want to give stuff away. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're closing the store. Thanks to our gospel partners, we're just going to be giving everything away. And then so we're to clear out the warehouse starting August 1st, the whole month is going to be dedicated to just clearing out the warehouse. And then after that, We won't be, I'm not sure what we're going to do about booklets. I think we might turn them into the QR code like we're doing for Play the Man, but I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do about those. But we just don't want to sell anything anymore. We want to be able to give it away. It's such a beautiful dance. I hope, if you're a gospel partner, I hope you're encouraged by this. If the Lord has provided for you means, excess means, you're not in any unmanaged debt situation. You're giving to your local church and then you're kind to us. Okay, then we do the work, but so that we can give it to other believers who benefit from it. And then they, as they have means, they give so that others, and it's just this beautiful little dance that takes place. The Play the Man campaign, same thing. The gospel partners give, we take it, we create the resource to give it away to people who will give it away on campus. Come on! Come on, that just doesn't get any better than that. Just love that sort of partnership. So I guess this would be an appropriate time to encourage you to consider becoming a gospel partner at fortisinstitute.org/donate, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm just going to let you know, don't buy anything in the store for a while because it's going to be really cheap in just a couple of weeks. This is Wrenching Radio, and I am not Joe Biden.
You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glock, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it. Use it. Share it. And then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. fortisinstitute.org. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this. You're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young men struggling with pornography. And you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work, it's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. That's fortisinstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. 6 brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at fortisplus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether your marriage needs healing or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at fortisplus.org.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is exhortation, the spiritual ability to encourage, comfort, and admonish God's people. Whether God's people are oppressed, confused, or in error, God has provided the gift of exhortation to comfort, urge, and correct them. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Looking for something edifying and beneficial to do this weekend? We've got you covered. This is Wretched Radio. I'm so excited that Transform Season 4 with Dr. Lou Priolo. It is done. It is glorious. It is so helpful. It is so compelling. I mean, it's really good TV. But more than that, you're going to learn stuff that will enhance your relationships, most likely with your spouse, but also with your kids and everybody else with whom you come into contact. It is amazing. It's Transform Season 4, and we're dropping an episode every week. So I think the next episode 2 drops on Monday. So you've got this weekend to watch episode 1. It is a couple that was, these are real people. These are not paid actors that came into the studio and he willingly admitted, yeah, I cheat on her. Like regularly. Oh, and to watch this devastated woman and then to watch Lou Priolo engage, it's such good TV. So if you're looking for something to do, go to FortisPlus.org. It's free. Don't worry. It's not a subscription model. Jimmy, I've been told we kind of biffed it with the Fortis Plus thing.
What?
I didn't understand. I don't understand the app world. When we decided we're going to put just all of our stuff for free, well, except the resources, which will be free starting August 1st. But it was going to be on the Fortis Plus app. Mm-hmm. But the word plus indicates it's a subscription model. But we're not. We're a free model. So we might have to change the name. I'm thinking like fortisfree.org. Well, it's, you know, because people maybe just don't go because they think they're going to have to spend money. It's free. Courtesy of our gospel partners, fortisplus.org. You can see Transform Season 1, Episode 1. Ooh, and all of them. And what the couples that come in, I'm telling you, you would see them on Sunday morning and go, they're fine. Mm-hmm. They're doing well. They've been married a long time and the kids are doing pretty good too. You know, people are struggling. Transform Season 4, free at fortisplus.org. And as long as you're at your computer, then you can send all things wretched to idea@wretched.org.
All right, this is a text from Josh. He says, dear Topical Todd. That's the only reason I'm reading this question.
So would a topical sermon also apply to a sermon? I'm just saying something like when unity becomes an idol.
Well, I did preach it out of the...
Share with the class what happened on Sunday when you were preaching.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
Well, besides your sermon.
That's what... Now, that was the best part. So I'm, 4 or 5 minutes into preaching?
Yeah.
Electricity goes out.
Completely dark.
Yeah, and I'm standing there like a deer in headlights.
Just probably the computer screen glow.
From my iPad, yeah.
Are there any windows at Foothills?
Not in the sanctuary.
Oh, man. But, did the exit lights go on?
Probably, but the people jumped up.
Say they did, otherwise the fire marshal is going to come visit.
They did, but people jumped up and opened the doors.
Yeah.
So the light from the outside would come in, open the doors to the sanctuary.
Yeah, and satisfactory air conditioning, I'm sure, flowed in too.
No, it was warm. 250 people
you
in the dark.
You should have taken a Sabbath.
Nope.
Hey, everybody,
nope.
Sabbath from the sermon this Sunday. See you at Cracker Barrel, and so, now you're done.
Now, they told, I asked, after a few minutes, I said, okay, what's the protocol? What do we do? And they said, keep going. So I screamed. I screamed the entire time in the dark.
Yeah, because it's about 250.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a room. So you did it in the dark.
I did it in the dark.
But you brought light.
Oh, there you go.
Through your preaching.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That just got blicky.
Okay, back to Josh.
Back to the sermon subject, yes. Which was?
When unity becomes an idol.
And your text was?
Was out of John 17, 11 through 23.
Clearly topical. Go ahead on. Go carry on with your email. And you're rather snarky.
I didn't say it. Josh said it.
He said, Josh, your snarky title, Topical Todd. One time. And it was a continuation of the week's sermon that happened before where we did work through that. One time, Josh.
What exactly, Todd, is the purpose and role of angels? I know they do the work of God, but if he's all powerful and omnipresent, why can't he just do it himself?
He can, but he uses messengers. The Bible is replete with stories about angels. They're ministering spirits. They're actually made for us. They're very powerful. Something Samuel. We see one angel killing 185,000 Assyrians in one night.
Whoa.
So keep that in mind. When Jesus said he could call down 12 legions, so 12 times 6,000, 72,000, he could have called down 72,000 of them. He would have won. Their power, the death angel, taking the lives of the firstborn in Egypt. They are very powerful. And it's not Psalm 110. That's stuck in my brain because that's in our part of our sermon this weekend, where we're expositing the gospel of Matthew and not just preaching on one little verse in the dark. We pay our electric bills at our church. Okay. Whatever you got going on up there at Foothills. The Psalm, or is it Isaiah? It's in the Bible. It's the picture of these ministering spirits. They're staring at God. And now again, maybe not real, but whether it's actual, this is a physical descriptor, or it paints the picture of the relationship and the dynamic between God and the angels and us. It's like the angels are surrounding the throne and they're looking at God, like staring at his mouth, like, come on, tell us, just give me the go. And they will fly to our aid and rescue. What a glorious picture that is. I don't know. Did I share this week? Because I think it was last Sunday's sermon. Maybe I did, but it's worth repeating. If you're feeling like, yeeks, what is going on in the world? And you could ask yourself the question, why isn't God sending his angels to minister to me? I need help right now. Why isn't he sending them to assist me? If they're staring at his face, just waiting for the command, why doesn't he give it for me? We go back to the garden. Jesus could have sent angels. He could have petitioned the Father, send them down, but he doesn't. Why? Because something bigger was going on. Something more was happening there, the redemption of sinners. And so the angels did not intercede. And I think the principle of that is when God doesn't send his angels, when God doesn't perhaps answer your prayer the way that you want to for safety, for finances, for health, relationships, it's because he's doing something that's even more important. Just like with Jesus. And you can take comfort in that because your God doesn't do things to you. He only does things for you. And if you are needing angel support, and he's not sending it, it's because he's doing other business with and around you that is bigger and I'll say even more important than whatever the struggle is that you're experiencing. Be encouraged by that. He's doing stuff. Suffering, frustration, pressing. It is never for naught for those who are in Christ. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Kyle. He texted in, Todd, should abortion be criminalized?
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I get it because I understand. And there are some, I think there's some educational issues that need to be considered for a season. If the statistic is right, I think it is 60 to 80% of women say that they're coerced into abortion. They don't want to, but they're forced to by a boyfriend, a husband, a father. So I get that, but it's still the intentional taking of an innocent human life. And if we're going to make that against the law, well, then there should be a punishment for that. It's the taking of an innocent human life. I get some of the emotional complexities to it. I understand it. And I think we need to be thoughtful and discuss that in detail. But we would never ask the question, should rape be illegal? And you go, well, yeah, of course not. Why? Because it's really clear. Abortion gets cloudy because you do have that 60 to 80% stat. You do have women who maybe don't want to, but because of the issues and the pressure, I get that. But then we need to be a society that's better. If there's a woman in that position, we're going to help because we love babies. We love children and we want them to live. So should it be criminal? Yes. How that gets rolled out, I think in time, it could take a little time to get there. But I do think that should be the destination because it is, by any other word, murder. Jimmy, I've got an email for you.
Okay.
So that I know how panicky you get when we get short on time here. Todd, I heard you mention food poisoning today on WHCB. They're one of our new affiliates in Florida. My daughter's babysitter. Okay. So you do with this medical advice as you see fit. My daughter's babysitter used to promote taking charcoal powder in a glass of water for an upset stomach. She tried it. Game changer. Now we keep charcoal capsules on hand for us and our puppy dogs. All right. So there you go. If you ever eat chicken with pesto and a fusilli noodle, make sure you've got some charcoal on standby. Trust me. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.